News. I'm Dave Packer. Campaigning with 15 days until Election Day. Former President Trump visiting hurricane-ravaged Asheville, North Carolina today, continuing to spread false claims about FEMA's response. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Storm recovery cannot be partisan. To truly help people, we must check party politics at the door and get this job done.
Republican and former Representative Liz Cheney joining Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. A stop in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Every one of us in this election has a duty and an obligation to do what we know is right for the country, and that's to support Vice President Harris.
In New York, jury selection underway in the trial of a Marine veteran charged with killing an unarmed homeless man on a New York City subway. Biden administration officials proposing a new rule under the Affordable Care Act aimed at increasing insurance coverage of over-the-counter birth control. This is ABC News. An investigation underway in Georgia after a dock gangway in state-protected Barrier Island collapsed, killing seven people. ABC's Faith Abube is on the scene.
The incident happened as hundreds visited the small island community to celebrate the heritage of the Gullah Geechee, descendants of African slaves.
We got almost to the boat, and then it started, I felt it start to slide. The whole ramp fell and collapsed.
Beverly and Irving Jones were among some of the last people to cross the walkway.
We were trying to throw out the life jackets, but the current was so hard, it was just taking people away.
Among the deceased victims, Charles Houston, a beloved chaplain.
The ages of the deceased range from 73 to 93 years old. Drivers may face higher car insurance rates after the back-to-back hurricanes that the country in the southeast, the Helene and Milton created billions of dollars in claims. Experts say they could mean rates will rise even more in hurricane zones. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ahlen. Wisconsin ended the 2024 fiscal year with a $4.6 billion surplus. Wisconsin Policy Forum senior research analyst Tyler Burns says the state legislature will have options on what to do with the funds.
Potentially, you know, lowering taxes. Potentially, you know, the university suggests it needs about $800 million. I know there's child care needs out there.
The state's budget stabilization or rainy day fund reached a record high of $1.9 billion. Voters are being asked to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. Currently, the state constitution reads that every U.S. citizen age 18 or older can vote. If voters approve the ballot referendum, the word every would be changed to only. While some non-citizens have been allowed to vote in local elections in other states, no Wisconsin municipalities currently allow that. The Republican-authored ballot measure passed two prior sessions of the Wisconsin legislature, where Republicans control both the Senate and the Assembly. Western Wisconsin police officers accused of reenacting the murder of George Floyd in a Minnesota classroom.
Prescott police officer Steve Williams was placed on administrative leave following allegations of his actions at a suburban St. Paul high school earlier this month. Williams was serving as a substitute teacher at Woodbury High School when he put a student on the ground in front of the class to reenact Floyd's murder. School district administrators learned of the incident through students' shared video and audio recordings, according to a letter shared with Minnesota Public Radio. The letter did not name Williams, but the city of Prescott released a statement last Wednesday identifying him and announcing he was placed on leave. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another sunny and summery day today, with high temperatures soaring to the low 80s. But today, winds are calmer out of the south and a few more clouds build in tonight, with lows falling to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, expect some sun to start, clouds increasing and showers by the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Best and more of that is in the forecast. We'll get some of those details. And for some reason, the Treasury Department is fine-tuning rules and regulations for 40B. I just wonder, is that delaying the release of 45Z details? And it is Monday morning and time for a conversation with Machinery Pete.
Live from the most plain and boring, unprepared intro ever in the history of this show, via Farm Journal Broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we will indeed have Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Then we'll have Joe Kakis, General Counsel for Growth Energy. Right after the news with Chip Flory, we'll have Kirk Hins from BAMWX. I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler, and now the host and newsman of AgriTalk this morning... Chip Flory.
All right, Dave. Oh, geez, I almost called you Davis. Big Apple Joe. Big Apple Joe. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Davis has got the day off here today. He's not going to be with us, but we are gonna push forward, and we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to get to the weather outlook with Kirk. We've got Greg Peterson coming up. Of course, you know what we're going to talk about there. Greg's got some interesting insights into a very specific piece of machinery that we are going to discuss this morning. And then over the weekend, or maybe it was late Friday, I don't know exactly when it was, but the Treasury Department released an update to 40B saying, listen, if you're going to use the GREET model, you have to use the GREET model that was released in October of 2024 for 40B. Well, guys, 40B expires at the end of the year. And if there was any production out there that was eligible for 40B, I would imagine that corn and soybean and whatever other crop has already been spoken for and is being put to use to claim 40B credits. So to fine-tune that and to take the time to fine-tune it and put out anything on 40B just seems like a waste of time to me. Maybe it's not, but a big reason that it concerns me is that taking away from the Treasury Department's efforts to release the definitions, the details, the rules and regulations of 45Z. We'll find out from Joe Kakish about that coming up here in just a little bit. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get to the news here. Rain developed as expected in the central and southwest western plains during the weekend. Some terrible storms down in New Mexico and so on. With the greatest amounts in southeastern Colorado, eastern New Mexico, but very little relief from drought occurred in the key production areas of Kansas, Oklahoma, and the Texas panhandles. Matter of fact, you take a look at the radar right now. There are some showers in central Nebraska, but the heavier showers are down into north central Kansas. So that's where things are. I don't think they're expected to make a whole lot of progress to the east, but we will find out from Kirk coming up here in just a little bit. Private exporters this morning reported the following sales activity: 170,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico in the 24-25 marketing year, 130,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to South Korea during the 24-25 marketing year, 198,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown in the current year, 116,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown, 264,000 were reported over the reported period for delivery to unknown destinations. Big report day, big export, daily export sales announcements, and that, I think, is helping to support corn and soybean prices this morning. We will get the details from Brian Grady at the bottom of the hour. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach just wrapped up their busiest peak season ever, breaking records set during the pandemic-driven shipping frenzy of 2021. The surge comes as businesses race to avoid potential new tariffs, a potential Eastern Gulf Coast port shutdown ahead of the 2025 Lunar New Year, and ahead of the U.S. presidential transition. USDA has submitted a final rule on poultry grower payment systems and capital improvements to the Office of Management and Business for review, with release expected in November. The rule aims to address payment disparities and transparency concerns in poultry production. And finally, the First National Bank of Lindsay, Oklahoma, closed on Friday. That prompted the FDIC to step in to protect depositors. The bank is going to reopen under new management as the First Bank and Trust Company of Duncan. This could be signaling that there are some broader challenges ahead for community and regional banks out there, something that we are going to watch very closely. All right, let's take a look at the weather. Kirk Hins from BAMWX.com. Good morning, Kirk.
Morning, sir. How we doing?
Doing real fine, real fine. So here we are. We went through another weekend with above normal temperatures, mostly dry condition across the middle of the country. Is there any change in that coming?
I have good news on that front. Unfortunately, that good news is still going to take another week to get here, Chip. So I think we're going to be, overall inactive on the grand scheme of things over the next week. So let's go ahead and anticipate that it's going to be warm. Now, where I think that big change comes is as we are ending the last few days of October and as we're going into early November. In fact, I think it is a very large scale change. We're really getting that colder air to kind of rush in, and it's going to clash against that eastern U.S. warmth. And we know, just kind of tracking this long enough, and when that happens, it's a good amount of precipitation in those exact same areas you just mentioned, the Nebraskas, the Kansases, the Iowas, Minnesotas, Missouris, smack dab in that area that is, ironically, since September 1st, top five driest of all time.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, by the time we get there, a lot of this crop is going to be harvested and guys are going to be looking to do some fall field work is what this might interrupt some. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That definitely could be a challenge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, okay. Go ahead, Kirk.
No, I was going to say, you know, we can stay informed on that or South America.
Yeah. Let's go into South America because that's a big story right now for the grain markets. What do you see happening down there?
Yeah. So just a quick update. Those rains that we have been talking about so far, more coming, definitely has been observed already. In fact, the heart of central Brazil, we're talking a widespread 2 to 5 inches already that has been observed. Equally amounts in that or more to be forecasted ahead over the next couple of weeks. So I think we can confidently say now there has been a pattern change. They are getting moisture, and there's more moisture to come.
Okay. So the planting season has gotten off to a slow start. When you compare the plantings compared to a year ago in particular. But even with these rains in the forecast, they're going to march forward just as quickly as they can, right?
I would anticipate it. Yeah, I think they're going to catch up on what they had previously.
Yeah, they were waiting for these rains. It's not like the rains are going to slow things down from this point forward. They were waiting on them.
Absolutely.
Kirk, thanks, buddy. Yep, appreciate 100%. You. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. Yep, Kirk Hins, BAMWX.com. All right, guys, it's Monday morning. You know what that means. It is time for a conversation with Greg Peterson. Machinery Pete, up next here on AgriTalk.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking for the best ag knowledge from top-notch industry experts? Join me, Mike Howell, on The Dirt, an economics podcast. From nutrient management to the latest weather, market, and ag trends, The Dirt is your place for farm smart topics to boost your profitability. Get ready to dig into Season 3 of The Dirt Podcast.
Meet the Bridgestone VX Tractor Tire, the new benchmark for long-lasting wear in the high-horsepower tractor tire category. The VX Tractor Tire delivers 45% more wear life. Visit FirestoneAg.com for more. The Bridgestone VX Tractor in sizes 600/70R28 and 710/70R42 delivers more wear life compared to the equivalent sizes of Michelin Mach XBIB. Projected wear life based on field test data. Actual results will vary depending on several factors such as tire size, operating conditions, maintenance, field conditions, and driving style.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Machine Repeat on AgriTalk is brought to you by Firestone Ag. Firestone Ag now offers Bridgestone tractor tires, the ultimate lineup of tires engineered to deliver enhanced wear life, durability, and ride comfort on the road. Learn more, talk to your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. It's Monday morning. That means it's time for a conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing?
Well, dude, I'm telling you, I was thinking about you yesterday afternoon. You know, watching the Vikings game, then the Lynx game last night.
Yeah,
man, right on the edge.
Yeah, hey, you know, that's sports and that's life, I guess, you know, you're short. That's life. So, yeah, the Lions are a great team and New York Liberty, fantastic team. So it didn't go our way yesterday, but fun to watch the Minnesota teams compete.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. Okay, I will say
how's that? How's that? No, that's that, the positive.
That
spin.
Was well done. That was well done. I've got this one for you too. Okay. The Gophers didn't get beat this weekend.
Yes, because we did not play. Although I will say, people in Minnesota are like my dad. My dad's 87, you know, and he went to the University of Minnesota back in the mid to late 50s. My mom did too. And 2 weeks ago, when they beat USC right at the end, and then last week they went out to the Rose Bowl and beat UCLA. Of course, UCLA is down a little bit this year. But the fact was, Gopher fans, like, well, back to my dad, down to me, we were like, you know, if we ever can make the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Like when Iowa cracked through with Hayden Fry in the early 80s, and Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez, and, you know, those are rivals. But we, as Minnesota fans, we, you know, it was cool to see Iowa and Wisconsin. Now Indiana's rising up. They're having a great season. So,
oh, man.
But, yeah, Gophers to beat USC and UCLA 2 weeks in a row. Our bye week, we were still smiling up here, so put it that way.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Okay, let's get to the point of the conversation, and that is Pete's pick of the week. What do you got, buddy?
Bidirectional tractor. Always fun when we run across these things out there. And this past Thursday up in Arnagar, North Dakota, online auction by the Steffes Group. They sold a 2009 New Holland TV 6070 bidirectional with a New Holland 84L loader with it. 2,602 hours, brought 68.5. And I guess I share this as the pick of the week, Chip, just because I think it illustrates, you know, kind of where we're at now with the used market. Now these, any type of loader tractors, even these unusual bidirectionals, they've been, you know, holding up a little stronger than maybe the, you know, the big high horsepower tractors. But that 68.5, I mean, on the one hand, you pull back and you look, and I can say that's the fifth highest auction price ever on a TV 6070 with over 2,500 hours. So, I mean, historically, you know, very solid, strong price there. But it's interesting when you look at the data that we have at machinerypete.com. And again, hey, folks, it's all free. You can go hop in and look at it too. But the only of the four higher auction prices ever on a TV 6070, three of those four were from a period December of 21 to December of 22. Okay. And I think, and you can maybe stretch that into the very early 23. That period, I think as we're starting now to look back, that's clearly in our data the high watermark, you know, of what prices were. So as we come down, whether you're trying to figure out what your equipment is worth or if you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, as humans, we can get stuck on, well, my combine was worth X. Well, it was like 8 months ago. But, you know, today is today. And that's why I started compiling these auction prices 35 years ago. It'll be about 2 weeks. It'll be the 35th anniversary when I started. So good solid price there, 68.5, but again, lower than the high was like a year and a half ago.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's easy to attach yourself to that highest valuation that a piece of equipment or a house or a farm, an acre of ground, land. Anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's tough. It's, you know, or stocks. You own, you know, hey, what's the word I'm looking for? The funds you buy.
401k.
Index funds. I'm an index guy for low.
Okay.
I've take the cost down to nothing. That's what I like to do. But, you know, hey, my index fund was worth this. Well, yeah, it was. Now it's not. But again, there's so much opportunity here. And I'm starting to now, I'm writing about this and blogging about it. I think we talked about it a week or two ago with the combine prices. They were the first ones to start to fall.
Yep.
Like late 22. And it was, you know, it's economics 101, supply and demand. So when the supply finally started to catch up on the dealer lot and then race ahead, like, oh, they got too many late model combines, you know, the auction prices immediately started to show it, where everything, the tractors were still high, but combines started to drop. Now, combines have dropped enough. I'm sure many of your listeners might know a friend or two in the area that was like, yeah, you know, they weren't really looking to buy that second machine, but boy, if I can get that fill in the blank, whatever, for that price, yeah, sign me up. So
can't afford not to buy it.
Well, Yeah, I mean, that's what I've found so fun over the 35 years is this is not static at all. And in any market is not, but you know, if your powder is dry and you know, maybe when the market was red hot back that end of 21 through early 23, maybe you just sat back and went, woof, wow, oh man, I think I'll sit out for a while. But now you get aggressive as the values are recalibrating. And you know, it can be vice versa. What you don't want to do is just get caught on the wrong end of it, having to buy at the top or having to sell when values are falling.
Right, right. Okay. What else did you see from that auction up there in North Dakota?
Yeah, a couple other interesting items for you Gleaner fans out there. They had a real sharp 2011 Gleaner S67. Only 750 engine hours on it. Was a two-wheel drive rig. That brought 114. Interesting. Kind of same deal there. I mean, it's the eighth highest auction price ever on a S67. But these pre-DEF combines, they are holding better than the 4 to 7 year old ones. They're dropping more. So that 114, that's the highest auction price in just over 3 years on a Gleaner S67. Of course, you don't see a gazillion of them around, but a couple other items. They had an older four wheel drive, a 98 New Holland 9682, 5,300 plus hours with a transmission issue. You know, I like to highlight these sometimes because not everything is cherry out there, of course.
Right.
That brought 24.5. And then they had a 96 AGCO Star 8360. Don't see a ton of those around. Some mechanical front, 6,979 hours. That brought $20,500 bucks with a brake issue. You know, so, but again, that's interesting there because the Steffes group, you know, calling out in the listing, like, hey, this thing's got a brake issue or that 9682 transmission issue. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're just being honest. And actually,
absolutely.
I should pause for a minute here and just shout out to the folks at the Steffes group and people. If you know, they have so many followers all over the country, but they have some big news past couple of weeks here. One, they're offering their own financing. They partnered with a financial company, which is pretty cool for an auction company to, you know, offer your own financing option. And then the second one last week, they announced they're moving into Canada. So a couple big moves up there. So hats off to those Scott Steffes and the folks there. Check out their website, folks, steffesgroup.com. They do a really nice job, always have, going back to 1960, so pretty cool.
All right. Well, they had another auction there in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, day before, last Wednesday, in Wolverton, Minnesota. A couple items of interest, a 12-model John Deere 6190R tractor, 543 hours, mechanical front. That brought $140,000. That's the third highest ever on a 6190R, but again, low. I mean, a 12 model of 543 hours. So, you know, it's going to bring a premium. And, but interesting. So that's the third highest ever. But what did we just talk about? When was the high? So the only two higher prices came from September of 22 and July of 22. So again, that was the top. We're coming down off it a little bit now, but, also had a planter on that sale, a 13 mile 1760 John Deere 12 row 30 brought 27.5. And then older four-wheel drive, an 84, 8650 went for 17 and a quarter.
Okay. All right. We better jump out and talk real quick about the Machine Repeat TV that aired on Saturday and has got repeat coming on tomorrow.
Yeah. If you didn't catch it, folks, again, I just thank you all for watching the show all these years, 12 years now. We appreciate it. But special episode we aired Saturday, and like you said, Chip, airing again tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central on RFD. Story of an auction company in New York State near Syracuse with roots back to 1950. Alex Lyon and Son Auctions. Alex Lyon started buying and selling cattle in 1950. His son Jack came back into the business in the 70s. Convinced his father, Dad, I think there's an opportunity for us to start having farm machinery and heavy equipment auctions.
Yep.
And Dad was reluctant at first, Alex, but at some point he's like, son, okay, I trust you. Let's try it. Jack turned it into one of the world's largest heavy equipment auction companies. They buy and sell equipment all over the world.
Cool.
So to see, you know, just a real American success story there.
Exactly. Greg, we're out of time. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you, man. Talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Chip. Thanks.
If you're applying a low-rate nitrogen stabilizer, you might be falling for a losing strategy. Low-rate products promise great results, but may lack the potency of higher active ingredient concentrations, So great isn't always what you get. Instead of putting your yield at risk, put your trust in Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Both offer higher active ingredient concentrations imitator brands can't match. See the difference at defendyourn.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Straight weeks, and there's probably some hesitancy there on traders' part and whether that'll extend or not. But boy, the wholesale beef prices just continue to rip higher and providing support there. And then on the hog side of things, narrowly mixed tone, although starting to favor the upside just a little bit here at mid-morning, and kind of been choppy to start off the week.
All right, good stuff, Brian. Hey, check out everything Brian's got to offer at tryprofarmer.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. Boy, the biofuels rules regulations activity has been catching a lot of the spotlight here recently. And just last week, there was a hearing at USDA, which our next guest participated in. Joe Kakish is the general counsel at Growth Energy. He joins us right now. Joe, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Staying busy as usual with the biofuels industry.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Most weeks it's just a scramble to keep up with what is going on there, no doubt about it. So with that in mind, before we get to the 45Z and the hearing at USDA, the update to 40B that was announced over the weekend or late Friday, whenever it was, what are some of the details there, Joe?
Well, you know, it's very thin on the ground. I think there's just some tweaks to the model structure and report. We haven't done a full analysis on what, quantitative impact that will have on 40B values, but it's not looking like it's a significant change to the program to date. You know, and, you know, it's hard to say what impact that might have on 45Z whenever the agency gets around to issuing guidance on that credit that starts in January.
Yeah. I'll admit, Joe, when I saw that there was an announcement, I thought, oh my gosh, they're getting the 45Z done. And then I saw 40B on it. And I thought to my first thought was, what in the world are they wasting time working on any updates to 40B? I don't understand that.
You wouldn't be alone in that. Look, we have been with bated breath waiting for guidance that should have, you know, in our view, been put out a while ago. And Growth just submitted a letter just last week detailing some of its problems, concerns with 40B, and what we hope to see in a 45Z rule whenever it comes out. But you know, it still is 2024. The agency still feels like it has to tweak and update and fulfill its obligations with respect to anyone who might be taking advantage of 40B, even though it expires by the end of this year.
Yeah. It's disappointing. It is disappointing that we haven't seen more progress on the 45Z. So with that in mind, talk to me about the hearing last week and the testimony that you provided at USDA.
Sure. Well, USDA has been an active partner, as you know, in developing the IRA and 45Z and 40B regulations, because they have a lot of expertise on the role of the farmer in ensuring that biofuels can meet those thresholds for the credits. But, you know, ultimately, Treasury has the pen, right? So, you know, USDA has actually opened its doors to three different hearings, and this was the third of those three where I participated. And our goal was to really get the points across to USDA that, you know, they may already know, which is, you know, farmers contribute, you know, 50% of bioethanol's carbon intensity score. That's a very important role that should not be neglected. And what we see from Section 40B guidance to date is really an inadequate accounting of all the hard work that farmers have done and can do to lower that score. For example, the bundling of practices and requiring that a farmer who, you know, do cover crops in an area of the country where cover crops aren't really a practice in order to get any credit at all for that effort. Right. So that was one message, and say, look, you've got to give these farmers and biofuels producers flexibility to meet them where they are, right? Go through your list of practices that USDA has already recognized as part of its Climate Smart Ag program and incorporate that into how you recognize carbon reducing efforts for 45Z. The other part is to really highlight that on-farm practices can further reduce ethanol by ethanol CI score by 56% or more. This came out in a recent report done by the Energy Futures Initiative Foundation, a really great, credible third-party group that really looked into these practices and again presented with USDA and Treasury the whole sort of suite and menu of options, both on the farm and at the facility, that Treasury should be looking at.
Okay. If Growth Energy could write the policy on 45Z, what are a couple of the things that you guys would make sure is included in there?
Well, I'd start first with model choice, Because look, no matter how good your practices are on the ground, if they're not modeled correctly and that model isn't recognized, it won't matter. So we continue to advocate the use of the Argon GREET model, which, you know, incorporates a wide range of greenhouse gas emission reduction processes at facilities and on the field. Okay. And that has to include adjustments that adjust for carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration. That's a big area of potential CI reduction that has to be fully recognized. And also some innovations on the facility as well for combined biomass power and heat, including for corn stover, recognizing electricity and other lower CI energy sources, but also pathways. There are many ways to create ethanol using crop-based as a crop feedstock. Corn kernel fiber, for example, corn wet mills. And that's just to start. And also the process for recognizing new pathways has got to be streamlined. It's just too burdensome right now to establish what are called these provisional emissions rates. It's got to be put in a place that doesn't scare people away from taking risks and developing these new technologies. So that's on the modeling and on the recognition side. But, you know, again, there are existing tools under the Climate Smart Ag and Forestry Mitigation Activities list that USDA has already put out. That lists over 100 recognized practices. Don't recreate the wheel. Incorporate. Take good science where it already exists and formulate it into this existing frame, into this 45Z framework.
That's excellent counsel right there. Now, and what I'm trying to do is help guys understand the messages that they need to be sending to their lawmakers to help and try to prod the Treasury Department on to get this thing done. What about on land use changes? What is the message that needs to be sent to Treasury on land use changes?
Well, look, we have been farming this country for centuries. And if you look at corn specifically, the footprint of corn acreage has not changed in 100 years. So to sort of model these outrageous impacts on land use change from corn production, actually most crop production in particular, is to make a mistake. And it also sort of undercuts the innovation and the improvements in agriculture over the last century. Yields have improved. Water management has improved. Fertilizer application has improved. And you know what? There's still more to be done. And so if farmers have to press to say, look, if the incentive is there for us to continue this innovation with, for example, a manure application, precision fertilizer, greener low carbon ammonia, whether today or into the future, that's got to be part of that narrative, right? Because the land use change to me is this boogeyman that has been improperly propped up by those who just have sort of fundamental issues with agriculture itself. And that's just not right. We've got to get over that hurdle.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Okay. I feel like USDA Secretary Vilsack understands the importance of this issue. I don't think
Absolutely.
There's any question on that.
Absolutely.
But what about the officials at the IRS and the Treasury Department? Do they have an understanding of how important this is?
Well, let me separate that into two different issues. I think they definitely understand how important it is, right? This is the largest climate program in the history of the United States. For better or for worse, it's laid on the shoulders of Treasury and the IRS. So they have been open to being educated by not just USDA, but Department of Energy, by EPA, so they can learn and really fully realize the potential of these incentives for rural America and the rural economy. So I think they're proceeding in good faith, right? But whether they have the resources and the expertise internally to meet the challenge is still an open question. And that's why I'm really thankful that Secretary Vilsack, in particular the USDA, has put out these listening sessions to sort of shepherd that information into the hands of people who need it the most, which are the regulators at Treasury, right? And USDA is playing that powerful and important counseling role, even though it doesn't specifically tap the pen or have control over what gets written at the end of the day.
Okay. All right. Got about 40 seconds here. What does a workable 45Z credit mean to the ethanol industry?
A workable credit, 45Z credit, means a credit that allows farmers and biofuels producers in partnership to maximize the value of that credit. Because you know there's a threshold value, but then you can increase it up to $1.75 per gallon, say. We want to have that opportunity. And that opportunity rests in recognition of the wide range of practices and innovations currently in place and ready for the future. And we want to get the right credit in the model. So that's what workable means to me. It means flexibility, comprehensiveness, and accuracy in modeling.
Excellent. Excellent, Joe. Hey, man, thank you so much for making time for us. Thanks for what you're doing.
Always.
We really appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yep.
You bet. Care. Joe Kakish, General Counsel at Growth Energy. Yeah, boy, there's a lot of efforts that are underway to participate in this growing SAF market. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
With Reed Farms, Brooks, tell me about the Frontier Fields program at Mosaic.
Yeah, the Frontier Fields program, they come around and follow us in our some daily activities and just tracking what we've got going on the farm and getting some insight into trials and things that we see as we're producing the crop during the growing season all throughout the year.
All right, well, speaking of trials, you are trialing a new biological from Mosaic called BioPath. What have you experienced with BioPath so far?
Yeah, so with the BioPath trial, we're following a protocol of, similar steps. There's multiple of us doing similar stuff like that. And so what we're finding is a bigger root system, a bigger mass, more fibrous roots. And so we, that should translate to more nutrients in the plant, translate that to bushels, and then that will equal dollars, because that's the name of the game.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's excellent, Brooks. What are you seeing in your BioPath trials that really get you excited?
It's really hard to see out in the field unless you get out into the field. You can't see that from the highway, from the road as you're driving past it. You got to slow down, get out of the truck, get a shovel, dig a plant. We also pull tissue samples, and so we're tracking some nutrient differences between the control and the product application area. So just seeing a little bit better uptake of possibly of nutrients, and that should translate to bushels.
Yeah, absolutely. Brooks, where can listeners go to learn more information on this?
Yeah, head on over to frontierfields.com. Look us up.
Thank you, Brooks. That is Missouri farmer Brooks Reed from Reed Farms.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
All right. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. Yeah, one thing that I did not mention earlier when talking with Greg Peterson at the start of the conversation there, Cyclones did get away, and I mean got away with a win on Saturday night. Got to 7-0, so it is a fun, fun time. We're partying like it's 1938 in Cyclone Nation, and that's the last time that we were 7-0, and pretty amazing stuff. I'm not exactly sure how we went from number 9 to number 10 after winning a game, but I guess if we would have blown out UCF, then maybe we would have at least held serve and held at number 9 there. Okay, so these 45Z tax credits, I know there's a lot of you that think that this is unnecessary stuff. Well, the reality is that there is an effort that is underway to tie the value of what you produce to the carbon intensity score that you have on your farm. If it's not going to be tied to the carbon intensity score on your farm, it may be tied to the overall carbon intensity score of an ethanol production facility or a biodiesel production facility or whatever it, a corn syrup production facility. And if you want to keep going, could it eventually get to the carbon intensity score of your hog house, your finishing house? What about the carbon intensity score of your feedlot? And all of that is based on the carbon intensity score of the producer that grew the corn, that grew the soybean meal. It's a change, and it's an, as you know, those that are pushing it would have us believe that it is a consumer driven change in the industry. They want you to participate in lowering the carbon footprint of everyday Americans. As Joe just said, good grief, when you look at the carbon intensity score of sustainable aviation fuel, 50% of that is going to be determined by what happens on the farm. Now, number one thing here that they want you to do is to document what you are doing on a production basis to lower the carbon intensity of the crops that you are producing. Now, if we gather all of that information, and if you deliver product to an ethanol facility, and that ethanol facility then captures part of the 45Z tax credit, which is going to range from $1.25 to $1.75. Let's say they're right in the middle of it and they get $1.50. A portion of that $1.50 should then be available to the producer that helped to lower the carbon intensity score of the ethanol produced at that facility. Now, a couple of things. How much work is it going to take to move that 45Z tax credit from the producer of the sustainable aviation fuel back to the ethanol facility and then from the ethanol facility down to the producer? And if you are participating in all three of those, you know, the no-till, the cover crops, and the high-efficiency fertilizer use, if you are doing all three of those, does that entitle you to a bigger chunk of the 45Z tax credit that the ethanol facility has, or does everybody get an equal share? You know, if you are doing the high-efficiency fertilizer and strip tilling, you know, maybe that becomes maybe that will be included as a quote unquote acceptable practice to lower the carbon intensity score under the 45Z rules and regulations when we get them. And I can't believe that we haven't got, well, yes, what am I saying? Of course I can believe that we haven't received those or seen the rules and the regulations of what's going to make production eligible for a 45Z tax credit. What efforts will be, and Joe basically said it, you know, they understand the Treasury Department, the IRS, they understand how big of a deal this is because, you know, the Biden administration has been all in on carbon reduction. So they understand how big of a deal it is. But I don't think that they can, that they have an understanding of the timing of it and everything. You know, you can retroact, and I can't remember exactly who it was that said this last week to me. I've got it in my notes someplace. But the comment was, you can retroactively issue a tax credit. You cannot retroactively farm. By the time here we are getting into the last third of October, there's so much groundwork that's being laid for the 2025 corn and soybean crops already that if you are going to maximize eligibility for 45Z, you probably had to know that on September 1, not November 1, and certainly not January 1, when the 45Z tax credit program will become active. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but the bottom line here, guys, is they are trying to tie the carbon intensity score of the crops that you produce to the value of the crops that you produce. You can choose not to participate, or you can choose to participate and chase some of that, you know, that quote-unquote extra pay for what you are doing out there. Okay, we're going to talk about that a whole lot more as time goes on. Come back this afternoon, Randy Martinson.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. By increasing the availability of applied nutrients, Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit cropfertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for...